Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On this eve of our nation's founding against tyranny, we have confirmed that NORTHCOM and its main mission is to engage U.S. militias. Remember that case in the Midwest in Arcadia a few months ago where the National Guard was training to go house to house for gun confiscation drills? The Houston Chronicle yesterday reported the police are doing door-to-door asking about guns, knock and talk. The New York Times reported that Homeland Security is funding the Boy Scouts to train to, quote, take on U.S. veterans and gun owners and kill them. Hitler Jugend. This is the News Tribune. Mainstream news. Guard units trained for militia attacks. The military and NORTHCOM admits in their Homeland Security report their main enemy is American patriots who were against the offshore banks taking over. If you're offshore criminal banks, they're going to give the people no quarter and bankrupt the entire society. What do you do? What do you do? You set up and brainwash the police and military against the people. We're going to go ahead and go to your calls, but I'm going to cover this in depth. Kurt Nemo's doing a story on it right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, call Watson. Tell him go ahead and just get this up on Prison Planet. I know Kurt's writing an article. We just need to get the article up now. This is just massive. Where does it end, Bob Chapman?
It ends, unfortunately, in the streets. And as I've said on this program before, I think 90% of the military will refuse to act against the American citizen, fellow citizen. And I think that law enforcement will do the same thing. And maybe that's wishful thinking, but I think that's the way it will turn out. And I think that these people are going to be exposed for what they are, and courts will be set up, and they'll be tried, and they'll be sent away to jail, and their fortunes will be confiscated from their entire family, and some of them should be tried for treason.
Well, we're going to put on PrisonPlanet.tv screen right now the 14-year-olds with the machine guns training to take on vets, New York Times. And the first line of the article says they're training to take on disgruntled vets. Now, what does the Homeland Security report say? Disgruntled vets, gun owners. It's been for 2 years, mainstream news are training every police department to prepare for Iraq vets with IEDs to bomb you. What is it the feds are planning that's so bad that they know veterans are going to be bombing police? When I had the emergency management head on from Indiana, how the feds are preparing for mass graves and to harden all police centers. It's because you're the criminals. You work for the criminal bankers. I mean, Bob Chapman, this is getting incredible.
It is. And, you know, I put out some information just recently, about a month ago, and I said that, in general, that by the end of October, we should have events happening that could cause a bank holiday. And as far as I know, nobody else came up with that information. And I think it probably will be the dollar, which is going to go down and perhaps break through its support level on the USDX to 71.18. And I think that could trigger the possible devaluation of perhaps just the dollar and the pound, but maybe many other currencies. They may have another meeting, a conference like the Smithsonian in the early 70s and the Plaza Accords of 85. And what they might do is devalue all currencies against one another and default on a certain amount of debt, or perhaps all of it. And, of course, their solution is going to be a new world currency. And that's what they would like. And
they're openly saying that. Bob, we got a break. We're going to come back, blitz through calls, and I'm going to break down the latest. They're in the open saying they're going to use the U.S. military against the American people. This is high treason.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are taught by the architects of propaganda, the map makers of the mind, the spin doctors, that our liberty means an American flag and the Statue of Liberty. That America is about being able to have a mohawk if you want, or a crew cut. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's about not having a carbon tax and bureaucrats doing home inspections and shutting down all our factories and ranches. It's about not having an animal and premises ID written up by the big agribusinesses a few years ago being forced on farmers and ranchers, where they got to have a $20 tag on a $5 chicken, but Tyson chicken is exempt. They don't have to have the tag on their chickens. They have one tag per giant building with tens of thousands of chickens. It's meant to bankrupt the small farms and ranches, harass you, come on your property. They're SWAT-teaming Amish selling milk to themselves and butter. They're SWAT-teaming in the news people selling farm-raised eggs on the side of the highway, watermelons. They're SWAT-teaming people that sell their neighbor's milk. I mean, this is in the news every week. SWAT teams come in and bust in. They're making living on the land, not being dependent in some compact control grid city. They're making that terrorism. And they're training the police and military that gun owners, veterans, and conservatives are terrorists. We're the folks that broke the Mayak report. We're the folks that broke the DHS report. And now it's in mainstream news. They're training the U.S. military to take on conservative gun owners. The whole NORTHCOM anti-terror, anti-Al-Qaeda system that conservatives thought was for Al-Qaeda is for you. And the Army Times admits that. Number one threat, gun-owning Americans. There have been big new developments on that front, and that's coming up after Bob Chapman leaves us. Right now, let's go to calls with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. John in Ohio, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Bob. Hello, Alex. Alex, first-time caller, and I've studied your stuff for a while, and I got to say, I had started paying attention to stuff like this, listening to Mark Kornke of the Michigan Militia and other guys back in the late 90s, and it's a real eye-opener, and you've done a great job, I think, opening our eyes on a lot of these things. But what I wanted to ask you about and ask Bob about is the idea of mind control. Now, I know one thing that the communists said years ago. Of course, we know the communists are funded by the globalists. If you control the language that a people speak, you can control their minds.
And they've been dumbing the language down. They've been reducing it. A lot of the public really can't even hardly talk. They just kind of grunt now. And that's why the feds always increase the public education funding, because public education is a great success. It's meant to dumb them down. The war on drugs is a great success. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine, from a couple hundred thousand in prison to over 4 million in prison. The whole society collapsing, trillions laundered to the banks in the last decade. It's a great success. The war on terror is meant to take all our liberties and freedoms. Great success. The war on illiteracy, great success. Dumb people down. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Bob a little bit about the Kennedy conspiracy. I was watching this morning. They had that, of course, that hatchet piece that Mr. Jennings did before he passed away, the JFK Beyond the Conspiracy on ABC, where they claimed they could simulate exactly with the films how all of this happened. And I noticed during the whole thing, and then there was another documentary on Abraham Lincoln, they used very specific words, you know, to kind of like, well, Robert Dalek, the famous historian, says, well, people just can't accept that life is very random and things happen, and the conspiracies make them feel emotionally better. And, you know, I notice that they do that. They speak in tones, you know, and they try to, and it is a way to kind of lull you to sleep.
Bob?
Propaganda is one of the greatest tools of government. That was proven during the 1930s, not only in Germany, but in the United States, and to some extent in Japan. And, of course, it's evolved from American advertising through the years, and now you have people who are on the air who give you 95% of the proof, truth, and then the other 5% is either misdirection, misinformation, or it's pure propaganda and mind control. And there's a number of people doing this. And it's
now, John, I...
They are doing it, but, you know them by what they do.
John, I appreciate your call. Look, I had the Wall Street Journal here doing a big profile on me. It's a 1,300-word front section profile. Pretty scary, actually, to get that kind of attention. And it's always the same question. And she admitted that's what the university professors she goes to interview always say. They need to simplify the world and imagine someone's in control. It's too scary to know that 19 guys from a cave did this, so they make it up. No, it's much scarier to know there's a global empire. We have thousands of their own documents. They're openly announcing their world empire. And I had Psychology Today calling me up for a big cover story. And I would say, is there a world government? Are they announcing it on the news? And the guy would just say, what happened in your childhood that makes you believe this? And I said, it's in Newsweek, called New World Order, saying it's a global bank to rule the United States and knock our heads when we're bad. That's a quote. And they're open. I mean, I made a film 2 years ago called Endgame talking about the carbon tax and how it was a tax. And people say I'm a conspiracy theorist as they announce it's a tax. I mean, it's a mind game they play. And a lot of people don't respect themselves, so it works on them. You didn't read an article, Alex, that said New World Order was a global government. Nobody's saying New World Order, Alex. Now, don't be a kook like Pat Buchanan. I saw Scarborough making fun of Buchanan the other day on TV. I saw a clip. Oh, yeah, Buchanan says it's a world government. Ha-ha! You know, that clip we played last hour. If they're openly announcing world government and then laughing at us when we go, look, we don't want your world tax. They go, there's no such thing as a carbon tax. We just passed it in the House. It's a mind game. And I guess it works. It's like a Jedi mind trick on these idiots. But I'm like Jabba the Hutt, folks. It doesn't work on me. Ho, 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 TD Jedi. I mean, what? These flim-flam scammers, as they openly set up Bank of the World to rule us and turn loose all their bureaucrats on us, they say it doesn't exist. Bob, how do you get the chicken neck cowardly public out there? I don't mean the whole public, but those that can't understand this is real. What do we do about them? Just move on? Triage?
We have to continue to put out the information that we are until their bellies are empty. And that's what's going to make them move. They lose their home, they lose their cars, they lose their job, and they're living under a bridge with a trolley from the supermarket. And all their worldly goods are in there, and they're wondering where the next meal is going to come from. And that's when half of the population in America will act.
And the police are going to mow them down. And the police are probably going to mow down their own grandmother in the crowd. It won't matter. They'll be wearing the black uniform, and they'll have American flags on their cars as they burn the Bill of Rights. I love America. Come on, police and military, wake up. Let's take another call, because you're going to be used to carry out this tyranny. We're not saying you're the enemy, but the enemy's using you. You're taking orders from the offshore banks, period. It's a fact. Congress admits it. In fact, Google for folks, top Democrat says bankers run Congress, and you'll find 20 articles or so, because all these top leaders, Republican and Democrat, the leader of the Senate, the leader of the House, have said, yeah, foreign banks run us. It's our new masters. Yeah, we're taking over with continuity of government. We're preparing to fight with the American people. We know they're not going to want it, but we're owned now by foreign banks through fraud. It's illegitimate. Jack in South Carolina, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, just want to wish y'all a happy pre-4th of July. And got really two questions. First one's for Bob. How do we change this country in a peaceful way when we cannot trust the voting machines? What's to keep the NWO from rigging the voting machines?
They've been caught rigging them everywhere. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. But how do we do that, Bob?
Yeah, well, obviously, that is impossible if they're going to continue to be allowed to rig them. So maybe that avenue is no longer open to us. We're going to find something about that when finally we get this 1207 Ron Paul, let's investigate the Fed bill out of committee, if we can get it out of committee. Bonnie Frank, that famous American citizen. And incidentally, I get some real good stuff on him and some others in this issue coming out tomorrow. But I want you to go and get a free copy so you can read it for yourself. But Barney Frank and Nancy Pelosi are holding that captive right now. And as Alex said, they have some 255 sponsors. There's a lot of heat being generated by constituents and people in Congress. And maybe that's the way we have to approach this. Is if we can't control who's going to go in there, let's terrify them
exactly
once they get there. And
exactly. Why do we have offshore banks saying we can't audit them? Go ahead.
Second thing is
this offshore thing. You know, American citizens, if they have an offshore account, have to declare it. And of course, you go on a great list if you do have one and declare it. But all of the wealthy, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, they all have offshore accounts, and they all hide their money. But nothing ever happens to them.
Yeah, all they're doing with this is raiding the middle class's accounts for themselves. Anything else, caller?
Yes, sir. I worry about you, Alex, because I worry about them, the black ops, running some brainwashed stooge into a public place and opening up on innocent people.
They're going to do it. You've got to let everybody know they're going to do it and show people how they've been caught in the past doing it. And that's why they're gearing up the military to use them against us. And I've always said for over a decade, then they'll start staging mass shootings and saying it's gun owners and militia people. And if you don't give your farm or ranch up when the bureaucrats come to take it, they're going to blow your house up and say you were an Al-Qaeda militia. I mean, all the mainstream TV says white Al-Qaeda is everywhere, and people that talk about the Bill of Rights really work for Al-Qaeda. And there's a bunch of idiots that will believe that. The average American will take the Bill of Rights out and burn it if they tell them Al-Qaeda wrote it. I'm surprised they don't teach kids in school that Al-Qaeda wrote the Bill of Rights. We'll be right back after this quick break. A few final calls for Bob Chapman, then I'm going to break down the U.S. military publicly preparing to wage war against the American people. Because on this 4th of July, it's not our military anymore. It's been taken over by offshore banks publicly.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Big news blitz coming up in the next segment. I'm going to break down the U.S. military trying to take on the American people. That is treason, violation of posse comitatus. The troops take the people on in Mexico. They do in the Soviet Union. They do in communist China. That's not freedom. That's not the spirit of 1776 on this day before July 4th. Guard units trained for militia attacks. So we'll break all that down coming up. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Michael in Australia. Thanks for holding, Michael. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, look, just picking up where you left off there about the military. Look, if they're going to be disloyal to the American people, once they're finished doing what they have to do, they're not going to be wanted anymore because they can't be trusted.
In fact, that happens 100% of the time, and I forgot we had a caller from Australia. I would have gone to you early. Hold on, Michael. Let's get Bob's take on that, and you can have a comment back. I appreciate you calling. Yeah, in the Soviet Union and Russia, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro with Caesar, anytime these guys grab power, what's the next thing they do, Bob?
They usually get all of the people who they think are a threat, round them up, and either put them in camps or they liquidate them.
And that's what these Homeland Security reports say. They say the veterans are the number one threat. So they use the vets against the people. They use the troops against the people. And then when they're done, the SWAT team kills them. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, that's what they think they'd like to do. And I don't think it's going to quite work out that way because people who are in law enforcement and in the American military all over the world are listening to these broadcasts. And my publication is going to embassies, the State Department. It's the most copied publication in the world. It's all over Washington, every issue. And also, I have subscribers who are in the military in both Afghanistan and in Iraq. And I told them, make sure everybody in the theater sees the publication. So
and doesn't
my publication's
Bob
going all over the place.
And that's the International Forecaster. People get a free copy of the internationalforecaster.com. Doesn't the system know, just like my films are all over the world, don't they know that by carrying out the tyranny, they're just validating everything you and I and countless others have been documenting was going to happen?
Yes, and they don't care because they think we're just a couple of rogues and they can easily dismiss us or liquidate us or whatever. And, if there wasn't any opposition, they'd create it. And so here's you and I and a handful of other people who are telling people the truth. And they say, so what? They're not going to penetrate enough to make a difference. Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, they think
make a difference.
They think the American people are stupid and broke back. And I'm telling you, they're not. They're going to wake up. Okay, Australia, go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Michael.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to bring up the swine flu. You mentioned earlier that the UK was hyping this up. One death and suddenly it's a national crisis. We're right in the middle of our winter, as you're probably aware, and we've had 10 deaths from the swine flu. All of them.
They've got whole cities locked down, whole cities locked down. They're talking about forced inoculations. Tell us what's happening there in the land down under.
Nothing's happening here. I mean, the government basically said this is not a big deal. There's no vaccination, so there's no way there can be forced vaccination at the moment. But as I said, it's not a big deal. It's actually probably one of the quietest flu seasons we've had. So this whole idea that this particular H1N1 is a problem and that it needs to be dealt with when it turns around to your autumn or fall into your winter, it's just a total setup. It's so obvious because H1N1 is not a very deadly flu. But they're hyping it.
Absolutely. They're hyping the vaccine. And just like with the smallpox shot in 2003, they tried to give first responders the shot, but so many died they had to stop. And Tommy Thompson, the Health and Human Service Secretary, refused to take it. Good to hear from you there in Australia. Good day, sir. Please continue to spread the word about the transmission. We love the folks there in Australia. Bob Chapman, thanks for spending an hour and 20-plus minutes with us today. God willing, we'll see you back for an hour with us next Friday. Folks can go to the internationalforecaster.com and get a free copy of the latest newsletter that comes out twice a week. And tomorrow is Saturday, folks, so request that by email there, and folks will get it. Bob, thanks for your great info. We'll see you next week.
You're welcome, and I'm looking forward to it.
Take care, Bob. Okay, I'm going to break. I'm going to come back and get into the latest news of the U.S. military through NORTHCOM training to take on the American people on this July 4th, and your phone calls and a big news blitz and a historian and researcher, amazing info, coming up in the final hour. We got an hour and a half left, jam-packed. We are live July 3rd, 2009. I listen to talk radio. It's almost all rebroadcast. Where is everybody? This is crazy. We should be on the air the day before July 4th, defending liberty, resisting tyranny.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
More of your calls are coming up, and you know, I start hyperventilating. I start getting upset because I take what's happening in this country very, very seriously. They have passed the House, the hate crimes bill. We have a story titled, Thought Crimes Bill Threatens Talk Radio. It has a subsection in S-909 that says if you hurt anyone's feelings, you'll be federally arrested. They need not even file a complaint. The feds will come out, no habeas corpus, and say you hurt someone's feelings. The Cyberbullying Act has the exact same language. In fact, here's ABC News, anti-cyberbullying legislation threat to free speech. This is not just us here that are saying this. So we're going to talk about that with Kurt Nemo in a moment because he's a writer for InfoWars.com. He's the head editor at InfoWars.com. He's formerly written for big newspapers and TV stations, but he works on the team. And I wanted him to go over that because he's been all over it. This is all really happening. The cap-and-trade socialist takeover every facet of your life. That's really happening. The blanket total amnesty to legalize all the illegals, 20-plus million, including felons. That's happening. Same stuff Bush tried. Obama says he can do it. He's got the whole House and Senate. He's got a supermajority. 60 filibuster proof. In the Senate, with Franken getting in there, Al Franken. The open borders, the socialist health care, government health care, the gun control, the cap and trade, giving the Federal Reserve unlimited power over all finance, all business, from a taco or hot dog stand to a football stadium. Everything. That's in that bill. It's all passing, all racing, all happening. This is it. They're making their move. Offshore banks are seizing the entire economy. We're going from free market to crony capitalism. Robber barons, robber class. Now, if you're a new listener to this show, because I know we've gotten like five new affiliates the last 2 weeks alone. We're on XM now on the weekend. They re-air the Friday show on Saturday evening there. We're very thankful to all that. The point is, this show's got a lot of new listeners, over 80 affiliates now. The issue is, for new listeners, in China, in Russia, in Nazi Germany, in Venezuela, in Mexico, everywhere else is a tyranny. Liberty is incredibly rare. You never have troops on the streets. You never have people being arrested without warrants in a free society. You never have a big federal government in a free society. That's what the 4th of July is about. We're going to get into that next hour, the history of it. It is not about just having a Chinese flag, an American flag made in China by slaves. By the way, they make the kids half the day in China in government school that you have to go to by law. They go work at a fireworks factory or a water hose factory or a factory making lawn equipment or a factory making furniture. That's what Mrs. Obama is going around doing, showing the kids working 2-3 hours a day of school, planting gardens in service. Compulsory service bills are racing through for not just people 18 and older, everybody. And you've got to plant and grow the crops and give it to the government. That's the Soviet Union would make you, on top of your government job, come out 5, 10, 15 hours a week and fix your sewage leak, dig ditches, break rocks. Folks, this is called slavery. And the big banks, as Carol Quigley at Georgetown wrote, Bill Clinton's mentors, they run communism and socialism and fascism. They want vertical integration, consolidation. It's really happening. And it's all documented at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, with all of that happening, and this forced dependency, and the free market being bankrupted by design to drive us into submission, with all of this happening right now, and the fake neocon talk show host not talking about it, or acting like it's just liberals doing it, when both parties are run by the same people. With all of this going on, remember Arcadia, the Daily Times Herald reported, and it made national news because we got on it and covered it? Remember that? Remember what happened? We had the colonel on the air. They announced in the news, oh, we're going to go door to door and ask citizens to let us search their gun closets and to look at their guns. And then I had the Houston Chronicle, where the feds knock on your door. The local police do it all over the country, from Chicago to Phoenix to Dallas. You can just say knock and talk. It's called knock and talk. It's a federal program federalizing your local police. They're already federalized. They come and knock, knock. Can we look at your guns? In Boston and D.C., they say, oh, we're just here to see if your kids have illegal guns. Mind if we come in? If you say no, they go ahead and force their way in. End of America, getting everybody used to gun confiscation. They have the gun buybacks for the $100 discount card if you turn your gun in. All the images on the news of guns being turned in. They have bills to allow the Attorney General to ban all guns he wishes, any guns, all guns if he like. Now, you see, the new greenhouse gas tax, the new carbon tax just says, these 30-plus government agencies can do whatever they want and regulate any carbon they want. See, it's now imperial power. Oh, the Attorney General can ban any guns he wants. That bill's introduced. Oh, if you're on a no-fly list, no judge, no jury, you're not arrested, no fly, no buys, the name of the law, racing through the House, it says then we just magically put millions of Americans on a list where you can't own guns, and then they come and arrest you and SWAT team you and say, well, you didn't know you were on the list, but we see you as dangerous. We're going to go ahead and take your guns. That's Kafkaesque. That's right out of the Soviet Union or East Germany. It's happening. No judge, no jury. You're not told why you're being arrested. You're not allowed to get off the list. You're not told why you're on the list. This is 1984 on steroids. The feds with their new Clean Water Restoration Act. Any above or below ground water, any pools, any rainwater, 100% federalization of all land in the U.S., racing through the Senate, already left committee, probably going to pass, just nightmares untold. Animal ID, premises ID, already passed, already being enforced, shutting down farms and ranches, bureaucrats harassing, hellish control. NORTHCOM, we told you this years ago, went to urban warfare drills when Clinton was in office, then Bush, Army, Navy, Marines, training with foreign troops. And now in this national level exercise 09, FEMA's own website, I covered it yesterday. In fact, people won't believe me. Print me national level exercise 09 from FEMA where it says all the foreign troops. I want that on screen. I want PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the radio listeners out there listening to go Google the exact. This is the government's own site, foreign troops training to take us on. But back in 99, I go to an urban warfare drill. If you're tuning in thinking I'm weird because I'm excited about this, you're only supposed to get excited about NASCAR or football and yell and scream. I'm excited about 1776 and our precious republic that's been paid for with so much blood. We're going to document that next hour with a historian. This is, I have a family here. My family's been here on the Mayflower. My family were signers of the Mayflower Compact, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, two of my ancestors, direct ancestors. I bleed red, white, and blue. Yeah, print that for me. There it is on screen. National level exercise. And right there it says foreign troops. Right there, third paragraph, ladies and gentlemen. And it says to suppress U.S. terrorists. I remember reading the Toronto Star and the Mexico City newspapers 7-8 years ago where it would say, oh, we signed a deal to use Mexican and Canadian troops inside the U.S., but it would never be in the U.S. So I'd go to these drills even before that, and I'd witness foreign troops with a role player screaming, I'm an American. And they'd say, where'd you get the gun? I'm from San Francisco. What militia are you with? I have videotaped, it's in my film Police State 2000, troops training to take your guns. Period. Now, here we are 10, 11 years later, and it's time you stop living in denial. Now, it was in the Daily Times Herald, Butch Heeman, and it was in a bunch of other articles where they said they were going to go door to door doing gun confiscations, telling people, please let us in and look at your guns. Okay, there's the article. Now, here is the News Tribune out of Missouri, Camp Crowder, Missouri. And it says, guard units trained for militia attacks. Now, put up on screen the New York Times. You can go through the photos. Look at these. These are kids. And it says in this New York Times article, you scroll through right there, which says 1 through 14. It says right here in the article that they are training to take on disgruntled vets. And in the article, it describes them killing veterans. Then the DHS report we broke says veterans are the number one threat and Homeland Security set up for you. Last year, DHS Homeland Security Army Times says we're going to use regular army against the American people. Then they have acclimation. They start putting local military liaison officers in every major department. Just Google the name of your town or your city and local military liaison officers in your intelligence unit spying on the citizens. You can't make this up. It's Red Dawn in slow motion. There are the kids practicing killing veterans on your screen. You cannot make this up. And then here it is. The long hours, the blistering heat, and of course consistently having to come up with new ways of harassing the Missouri National Guard training in the area. Such was the case for several members of the headquarters attachment of the 229th Malfunctional Medical Battalion, Multifunctional Medical Battalion. And it goes on to say they practiced taking on militias who were trying to kill the troops. Let's bring up Kurt Nemo, who's writing a big article on this, writer for Infowars.com. Kurt, I mean, this is really happening. And then they go, oh, all over the country. In fact, pull this up for people on screen. Marines at checkpoints with State Police, California. And we can show you the CHIPS press release, armed Marines pulling citizens in Central California out of their cars with firearms, with breathalyzers. And in Austin, they pull you out with these blank warrants, these fake warrants, and suck your blood for DNA testing and all this crap. And now the media admits from birth for 36 years, everybody who's born had their blood taken and put in the Cold Springs Harbor eugenics lab for the IBM human genome for race-specific bioweapons. That's now mainstream news. The government's totally rogue, totally criminal. They do whatever they want, and I'm the sane, normal person. There it is. U.S. Marines running California checkpoints. Current.com. That's the local newspaper. And, the newspaper saw Marines out with their weapons. This is America. And then they said, oh, the Army and the Army Times is going to help at car wrecks and fight DWI. You're not for car wrecks, are you? The Army needs to help with the jaws of life. It's PR, getting the troops used to it, the public used to it. But this says guard units training for the American people to attack them. This is mainstream news. Kurt Nemo, tell us what's happening.
Well, the as you pointed out, the News Tribune published an article on June 30th indicating that the National Guard out of Camp Crowder is setting up these, had this simulated attack on their troops. Actually, what it is a medical attachment to, as you noted, a medical attachment to the National Guard. What's interesting about this is they say that the simulated attacks came on checkpoints set up by the National Guard, which is very interesting.
Okay, continue to break that down. Go over this article.
Well, they basically said, it's interesting, this article is written by Celis Allen, who's attached to the military. The writer's got a U.S. Army military email address on the article. So this article was put in a local newspaper in Missouri.
Which is what the Cybersecurity Command in San Antonio says. They're now going to engage in counter-terrorist propaganda, just like they do in Iraq, against us, preparing for the American people to attack the Army at checkpoints. So what that means is when the Army's checking your national ID, pulling you out, sticking you in trucks to take you to FEMA camps, as they publicly drill to do, that's the civilian inmate labor camp program at army.mil. If anybody fights back, it'll be on the news, terrorist attack military today.
Exactly.
It'll really be a family not letting them take their kids and put them in a FEMA bus.
Just like in Baghdad. It's exactly the same thing.
Just like Fallujah. Please continue.
So what's going to happen here is I predict that these are going to be increasingly common, these brainwashing and training the National Guard to have these simulated wars with so-called insurgents, as they're called in the articles, and militants, as they're called in the article. As you mentioned, the DHS has conflated white supremacists and militia with constitutionalists and supporters of Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin That's the terrorists. That's the militants, or the constitutionalists and the patriots.
Well, this is in the California papers. It's everywhere. This is in Missouri, and this is where the Myack report came out saying, Ron Paul sticker, go ahead and arrest him. And it doesn't matter if we have the lieutenant governor have it removed and people get in trouble. They're going to continue this. And I remember an Austin American Statesman article about the new Green Jobs Corps and how they're going out and assessing what the carbon taxes should be on, because they know the bill gives them unlimited power. And it's run by a Army psych warfare expert who helped set up the control grid in Afghanistan. So they have spooks openly going to rule us. I mean, these guys are going for broke, man.
Yeah.
They are going for broke here, Kurt.
Right. Well, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens once they set up the checkpoints. They expect the checkpoints to be attacked. I mean, obviously, if things get really bad when the economy goes down, they're going to have people probably will attack these checkpoints.
Well, see, because they're going to shut down the highways. I mean, the Army admits this, and this is in the training I've witnessed. I'm showing people real video where the Marines and I actually searched highways and real citizens in Swansboro in 2000. I mean, they show up at these, quote, same thing was happening in Arcadia in Iowa. They go to people's, listen, our camera guys in Hebron, Maryland, the Marines came over and pointed guns at them and said, turn your cameras off, and they were practicing taking over the city hall.
Right.
That's what the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says, is that the main thing is to take over the states. I mean, this is high treason in front of everyone. They've been training them for decades, but now it looks like here they are in Hebron patrolling at night. And then they went and complained that we were videoing, so the troops walk up, point a heavy at us, and say, look. And they had the police backing them up, and they said, you don't take in America.
Land
of the coward, home of the slave. So I can't believe this. I have police in the news tasering a Waffle House employee for fun, and the police are defending it and say, we're now going to taser you just for fun.
Alex, I wanted to mention another aspect of this article is one of the role players for the so-called insurgents was, after he was arrested or captured, he spoke in broken English. That's very interesting they would put that in there, because there was this report a couple of weeks ago where this so-called leader of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda said that they were going to team up with white supremacists in the United States and attack America.
Well, yeah, this is the white Al-Qaeda. We told people 7 years ago, they're going to first get you to give up your rights to only hurt the brown people, the Taliban. And then the whole thing's really set up for the good old boys.
Exactly.
Because it's the land-grabbing ponytail brigade that runs all this. You're the real target, fools. Well, look, the farmers and ranchers have got to be hit by them to know. And then they'll fight back, and they're going to be called terrorists. But no, this is so when you're at a checkpoint, your kids are going in one truck with a pedophile CPS, and you're going to another camp in the civilian inmate labor camp program. In fact, Google that. Civilian inmate labor camp program. We'll first show them that article. Domestic militarization comes to San Bernardino County. It has direct links to the Highway Patrol's own press release. Then this later got picked up by the local newspaper in San Bernardino. I mean, Kurt, this is really happening. And then now they have the Army writing in local papers going, be calm, we're in control. We're the U.S. Army. We're here locally to fight the militia, Al-Qaeda. And when none of this is even going on, which means they're going to stage events very soon. We've been saying that. Now look at Von Braun, look at Poplawski, look at others. It's incredible, isn't it, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, and they intimate in this article that the veterans will be with them as well.
Oh, so it's saying that oh, by the way, we're not against the veterans. They're going to be helping us. It says that?
No, it says they'll be using smoke grenades and other explosive improvised devices, you know, indicating that the military will be involved in this.
Oh, of course the military's got to kill us. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
Folks, the majority of training for the military and the military police now is to take on the American people. This is high treason. Offshore banks have seized the United States. Going back at least 10 years at Kentucky Derby, they have regular army there searching for citizens. Then in my film Martial Law, we got video and photos from high school football games with the army. They're searching children, and then the State Guard and National Guard from Alabama to Tennessee. Then a few months ago, we had the state rep on, and the governor's statement, the Army and the Air Force and the BATF were doing mock gun confiscation drills, shutting down major Tennessee highways, searching cars. The governor said don't do it again. That weekend, the Army went ahead and did it. In fact, Google that for viewers. Let's put that on screen for people. I could just go on with hundreds of examples. Military runs checkpoints in Tennessee and show people the photos from the local papers. Now, I'm sitting down at a restaurant at Waterloo Ice House with my wife and children. The TV's on, and it's the Kentucky Derby a month ago. We're not really paying attention. The horses just won. I'm biting into the food. I look up, and there are troops running out on the field, tackling citizens that always jump off and run out. They didn't have police do it, and they had 45s out. This is all illegal, and they're to acclimate you to accept it. Kurt Nemo, do people realize that this is really happening and they're training to kill veterans?
I don't even think most people even realize this. I mean, if you look at the newspaper in the last couple of days, in California on the 4th of July, they're going to take some attack helicopters and fly them up and down the coast during celebrations just to get people acclimated to having the military there.
Remember the Alabama shooting when they had the troops show up and lock the city down hours after it was open? We announced it and people didn't believe us, and then later there was an Army investigation?
Well, the Associated Press, you know, they published a photo of it, but that was it. They didn't cover it in the media at all. Incidentally, Alex, you know, in regard to that Tennessee thing, it wasn't just the military. It was also the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, a bunch of federal agencies. They were all participating in that checkpoint.
Yeah, it said 35 agencies.
Right.
I mean, we got photos of like a whole highway shut down for miles and troops walking around. Yeah, we rule, baby. It's Baghdad, bitch. I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, this is treason. The 4th of July is 180 degrees from this, for all of you out there that don't understand what America's all about. Kurt, does this make you sick like it makes me sick?
No, it's disgusting. But what's really disgusting is this is not being covered by the media at all. You know, you got to pick up on local newspapers in Missouri and Tennessee to get these tips on what's really going on. It's done under the cover of you know, the darkness. They don't let us know about it.
They're also announcing on the 4th of July all over the country checkpoints with the police and military. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, in California, they're going to set up a checkpoint to make sure people don't take their fireworks into the countryside.
And it says it gives them a bunch of years in prison now for it.
Yep, it's really severe. You know, Alex, in this article that's in this Missouri newspaper, the last couple paragraphs are interesting. They say that they're trying to make these simulated attacks as realistic as possible, and that in a real situation, the military police would be there along with the regular soldiers. So in essence, what they're saying is that this is going to happen. They're training the soldiers that citizens are going to attack checkpoints, and they're getting them ready for it.
And why do the soldiers think that the American people who are in a coma would finally get up and fight you?
God only knows.
It'll be your family too, guys. Doesn't matter. Most of the military is illegal aliens and felons now. You know, that's admitted, Kurt.
Well, like you said, I mean, you know, they're going to set up checkpoints. They're going to have this phony pandemic here in the fall. And they're going to lock down cities and put up checkpoints. And that's what these National Guard are going to be there for.
And then probably it won't be a big deal. The pandemic won't be a big deal. And they'll say, see, the Army running things saved you, and the precedent is set. Where'd Alex go? Oh, the Army was here. Oh, that's normal. That's what Land of the Free, Home of the Brave is all about, having secret police troops. Unbelievable, Kurt Nemo. Stay there. Let's do five more minutes. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.